Like many of the Republicans who have put their names on the ballot for this year's state house contests, Lee Thelman is new to politics and anxious to see his party regain a majority in the House that it enjoyed 4 years ago.
I have never run for public office before. I was motivated to run this year as I see the opportunity for real change to benefit Maine.
Thelman of Reedfield is one of the 150 Republicans that members of the House candidate team was able to recruit to compete in 151 House contests. The Republicans outdid Democrats, who only have 139 candidates. House Republican leader Ken Fredette says he believes the field will easily connect to the voters in their districts.
We have young people, we have retired people, mothers and fathers and grandparents running. What all these candidates have in common is a love for Maine and an enthusiasm for improving Maine. The 2014 House Republican slate is a truly outstanding group of men and women. We are ready to work. And we are ready to win.
What Fredette didn't mention during his State House press conference is that 18 House Republicans have decided not to run, even though they had the advantage of being incumbents.
And I think the real story here is that nearly 40% of the Republican House caucus decided not to run for re-election. That is shocking.
Democratic House Speaker Mark Eaves says that while House Republicans may have fielded more candidates in this election cycle, the dynamics in the fall campaign favor Democrats, who have 66 incumbents seeking re-election. Five independents who tend to vote with Democrats are seeking re-election in their respective districts. On top of that, Eve says there are 52 open seats in which Democrats and Republicans will duke it out on a level playing field where many candidates will be relatively new to the voters.
So in combination with our candidate recruitment and the starting point of the Republicans in the House, I'm feeling very good about holding majorities in the House.
Only 10 out of 76 Democrats who were eligible for re-election decided not to return to Augusta. Democratic leaders are quick to single out the rough ride many Republicans found themselves on in legislative sessions that often pitted constituents back home against Governor Paul LePage's conservative political agenda. Some were forced by those pressures to join Democrats in overriding LePage vetoes on important issues like the state budget. Democrats say these Republicans were the victim of, quote, LePage fatigue. House GOP leader Ken Fredette acknowledges that the last legislature was challenging for some of his members.
I don't think there'd be anybody that would disagree that change is difficult. And so change sometimes means that you need to make more of an effort, that it's going to be a little bit more of a difficult process. And so I think people have been here. They've decided not to run. They have personal lives, personal obligations that they chose to do. And so I would agree that change is difficult. And some of them may have said, you know, hey, look, I need to spend some other times and some other priorities in my life. But I think that's a normal part of the process.
And House Republican leaders say that Governor Paul LePage will motivate their voters to show up on Election Day. Democrats say LePage will also motivate their voters who want to preserve Democratic majorities in the legislature. For MPBN News, I'm A.J. Higgins.